MSONewsSports.com. We're joined by Gino Cresta from Swampscott, their DPW director and public works director. Gino, great to see you and great talking with you.
Great to see you as well, Bill.
All right. Well, let's begin. We got a number of things to talk about with what's happening in Swampscott. And I guess one of the things is that if we look outside the window right now in Swampscott, there's just a trace of snow. And does that have you smiling?
It sure does. We weren't looking for a repeat of last year, that was for sure, when we set the record for the most snowfall.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't discuss this piece, but that must have been a monster last year. You know, there's a lot of, like other urban areas, and you're densely populated, a lot of small streets.
Correct. And there's only so many spots you can push the snow. So we probably spent 3 weeks after the final snow, so I'm just hauling snow away from the dead ends and widening out the main arteries.
Yeah. And spring did not come quickly last year either with the melting process. Well, let's look at some of the things that what amazes me is even during the wintertime, there's a number of projects going around and on here on the North Shore for construction. And you've got one going on Paradise Road. So as people travel up and down Paradise Road, what's happening there?
Well, we actually wrapped up most of that project right around November 15th. We got all the drain pipe. We upgraded the size to a 30-inch drain on Paradise Road. But to complete that project, we were doing some masonry repairs to the Stacy Brook culvert, and that should be wrapped up this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. What about paving projects now, too? Are those going on now during the wintertime?
Actually, we have stopped for the winter break.
Okay.
The project we're referring to is the Humphrey Street paving project. We're going to pave Humphrey Street from the Lynn Line down to the Swampscott Fish House. Before we could start the actual paving, we had to replace 26 handicap ramps or make those ramps handicap accessible. They've completed 20 of them. They have 6 more to do. Once we complete that, we'll probably start up again probably at the beginning of April.
Yeah.
Once we wrap that up, then we're going to start the paving project.
I got you. And on Humphrey Street. Okay. And, you know, I guess folks like to know, we were talking earlier about this piece, about snow removal and how it is done. And And clearly right now in a town where, you know, residents are here, they've been here a while, they know the routine, I get it, right? But is the Swampscott routine different than other cities and towns in the area?
Probably a little easier than more densely populated Lynn, where there's a lot more apartment buildings. Here, where we're mostly single-family units, once we put the snow lights on, the residents cooperate pretty well. They know they have to get the vehicles off the street.
Gotcha. Yeah, and they have places to put their vehicles too. And but I guess everybody's kind of deals with that. But it is a pain to deal with that for sure.
The toughest part after the snowstorm is once we complete our plow routes, the residents, I shouldn't say all of them, but some of them end up throwing the snow back out on the street, which is always a concern for the DPW drivers.
No, and I see that, and maybe that's not your issue as such, but there's always somebody doing that piece, throwing the snow back out into the street. What's the ramifications of that?
There really aren't any ramifications other than it makes a mess of a street that we just took quite a bit of time to not only plow, but then to salt after the fact. Then a contractor will come in, plow the driveway out, and just push the snow right back into the street.
Well, we just are coming off, in the last several days, the coldest stretch of the winter, which means pipes freezing, pipes breaking, thawing, you know, freezing, thawing, all of that expansion, contraction. You're the engineer here, right? You know how that works.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that just happens everywhere. And but I guess Swampscott, you kind of escaped without a lot of major problems.
We were real fortunate, and I attribute that. We just completed a leak detection survey in the town of Swampscott, and they found 3 leaks underground that were actually leaching into the drains, which we were unaware of. Because we were able to fix those 3 leaks, they didn't surface during that real cold stretch. 2 residents in the town of Swampscott had frozen meters. DPW was involved, just shutting off the water at the curb stop so the plumber could get into the units or the homes to replace the meters.
Yeah, and of course, obviously, it's a nasty thing. But one thing I noticed, too, is there was a, down in Boston, there was a hotel water main break. I don't know if you're familiar with the story, but it happened like a few days after the really cold weather. So there's a ripple effect, correct, out of this kind of stuff?
It's the old freeze-thaw effect. When the water freezes, it expands the pipes. And then when it starts to thaw, they've already reached that max, and they crack.
Yeah. and they flood and the water and so on. Well, I'm going to move on to the turf project, which is at Bloxwich Field and, right. and overall field. So they come under your jurisdiction as well here in Swampscott. And Swampscott is gearing up for a huge turf project and renovation at Bloxwich Field for football and other sports as well.
That's right. Not only football.
Now, and you're in charge of this, correct, in
well,
some way?
I sit on the committee that's the advisory committee. So, but we're really looking forward to this. Part of this project was that a local group believed they could put together $300,000 in private funding to support this project. We believe they have the money, it, although it's not in the bank, correct, Tom?
Correct. They need, oh, I'm sorry.
We got Thomas Younger, town manager, here with us as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. They need to place minimum $300,000 in privately raised funds into the town account so we can begin the bonding for the project. They have well over $300,000 in both cash and pledges, and they are now collecting the pledges into the account. And from what I was told last Friday evening, they're very close to getting the $300,000 in total, and then they'll transfer it into our accounts.
So the check's in the mail to you guys.
Good. Then once that happens, we'll get an architect on board and hopefully start construction either late summer or early fall.
Now, one of the things we talked about before we started the interview is that you've traveled around to look at some other sites because up at Bloxwich Field, there is drainage issues, which is not insurmountable, I understand, but yet something to be concerned with. So where have you gone to look at these kinds of projects?
The two other communities that have similar issues regarding drainage are both Winthrop and Gloucester. We took a ride out to Winthrop first. Winthrop's a little behind us. They're not going to start construction till probably after the school is finished, but we took a ride up to Gloucester, which their field is actually below sea level, and they made it work with the drainage, and that is a beautiful facility.
Yeah. That, the one in Gloucester you're talking about. Yeah, right. And Newell Stadium, right. Yep. No relation to me, by the way. And so what other uses? I mean, what will the peripheral be? So we know about turf fields. We know that it's going to come down. You've got, I imagine you have a track and things like that. All the whole works or not? How does that work?
The track, we're not going to have a track around this field because we have a track around our new field up behind the high school, which is a beautiful track. So this one, but we're going to be lining the field for not only football, but lacrosse and field hockey and soccer as well.
I know I was at the football field, I think it was this past fall, and you look at that track that's there at the Bloxwich Field. It's the old track. I mean, you know, some of the new tracks have the curves. This has left turns on the track. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, essentially that's just a stone dust walking path for the occasional walker or the jogger. We have the track up behind the new high school is a beautiful track.
I got you. Okay. So I got you there. Because I was thinking about that the other day, and like nowadays, wow, this facility is very dated in that sense. But you're not using that for high school meets.
Yeah. All the track meets for the high school are run up by behind the high school, 200 Essex Street.
Yeah, it's the old gravel, and instead of the gentle turns, it is. There's some sharp turns there when you get to the end of the field. Well, Gino, anything else that you think that we should kind of update folks on within the Department Works Department here in Swampscott?
I think Mr. Krester could update on the beach programs that we have, the beach markers, the surf rake.
Yep. Yeah, we're fortunate enough to purchase a brand new surf rake this year with the help of the Capital Improvement Committee. So we're going to be making an effort to rake the beaches, you know, a couple times a week here in Swampscott.
So that's a device you put on like a tractor kind of a thing.
Yeah. We bought the tractor and the rake behind it, and then it has a conveyor that sends it up to a hopper and dumps it into the back of the truck.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I know like Lynn Beach, they do that, I believe, at Lynn Beach, right?
Because it's the DCR is in control of Lynn Beach, so the DCR has a similar piece of equipment.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Gino, great talking with you, and I know you're actually give us a quick update. You're still very involved with athletics, and of course, we were talking before we went on. We remember you playing high school hockey here in Swampscott and so on. So you're still involved with athletics.
Still involved with athletics. My my two boys were both three sport athletes. They've all both moved on to college. My daughter's in a freshman at Swampscott High, plays field hockey, ice hockey, and softball. And myself, I'm still coaching. Yeah. I coach the middle school hockey team, and just wrapped up our season.
All right. Well, it's good to know the Crestas are still playing hockey in Swampscott. Okay. All right, Gino. That's Gino Cresta, the DPW director in Swampscott on MSONewsSports.com.